T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Steelers offseason churns on. Derek Watt wrapping up a conference call with reporters right now. I was supposed to be on that conference call, then I got banned.
What'd you do this time?
Actually, that's not true. We just went on the air a little bit earlier than expected, and maybe that was for the better.
Pony, do you think you were going to ask a question that would have gotten you banned?
I was going to ask if Derek Watt feels like he's a Steeler because of TJ Watt. I don't think that's a bannable question. It's a question that's on the fans of many. It's on the minds of fans. It's on the minds of many, that question.
I don't think he would have taken kindly to it. That's
Why?
My guess. I don't know. He would have just said, what? I'm not good enough to play, and the only reason that they got me is because my brother plays
how about
here. I would be offended.
You would?
Yes.
If you were him?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you have a good sense of humor and you're pretty self-deprecating and you would have actually loved a question like that. You would have handled it.
Oh, me? Yeah, if I were him, though, I'm literally taking my own personality and checking it at the door and just imagining myself as like a Derek Watt. If it were somebody asking that question of me, I would have been like, man, that's the only reason I even, like, my parents, you know, talk to me is because I'm TJ's brother or something like that. I would have gone way down the rabbit hole of being self-effacing.
Chris, this comes from Fox Sports. We'll get back to Watt in a little bit. This comes from Fox Sports. We've got two more Jameis Winston to the Steelers truthers. And I want to know, because you're a Jameis Winston to the Steelers guy. I'm a Jameis Winston to the Steelers guy. I think I'm the president of that movement, actually. Craig Riley's in there somewhere, maybe as a secretary, treasurer type.
So President pro temp.
We've added some people here, and we picked up two more today. This is from Fox Sports. A Penn State alum, a guy that you became good friends with during your time at State College. This is LeVar Arrington's thoughts on Jameis Winston.
Pittsburgh. I think it's a softer landing point for Jameis Winston. If you're looking at the history and the ability to take a quarterback and give him an opportunity after having a career somewhere else. I mean, Mike Vick is the first name that comes to mind for me, and taking a interesting situation from his past and turning it into a positive one.
LeVar Arrington, does he make a good point, bad point there, Chris? And do you think that LeVar Arrington helps or hurts our cause?
I, for all I know, LeVar Arrington heard you talk about it or saw me write about it and then just parroted what we were saying, because we've mentioned the Mike Vick thing. I don't think it's a bad point, but I don't think it's all that relevant to this one. Mike, see, the thing with Vic is he had already played for a different team post-incarceration.
Yeah, but the idea...
So the Steelers weren't like the rehabilitative team there. They were the team taking a shot.
Right, but it's a number one pick, and it's in theory a distraction when you have fans threatening to protest and picket, and they dealt with that. And that has been part of the issue with Jameis. Oh, he's a distraction. Well, Arrington says, if they had Mike Vick, why couldn't they have another quarterback that came with some baggage? I think that's a good point. I also think LeVar Arrington is pretty much well-respected. I think especially here, if you're not a Penn State fan and say you're a Pitt fan, well, he went to North Hills, so he's a Pittsburgher. So I think regardless of how you feel about Penn State, you respect LeVar Arrington. He's smart. He's articulate. You know, he makes, I think, solid points whenever he's on TV since he's transitioned into sports media. I think this is good for us.
When LeVar was still an active player and he would be on Monday Night Football and they would do the name and where you went to school, what was the thing he once said?
I don't know.
He gave one of the all-timers. It was like School of Hard Knocks or something absurd like that. No, but it was like the precursor to Swag and You, where people just scratched their heads and could not believe he had said what he had said.
All right, here's
another. By the way.
Yes.
Okay. No, no, no. I got something after we go through this one that's a little treat for you, buddy.
No. This is an abbreviated segment, so it's not going to work. We're out very early.
Well, there's a guy from NFL.com that's also of the opinion that Jameis Winston could go to the Steelers.
Oh, well, then I've got all the time in the world for that. Who is it?
Kind of thought. Well, I was trying to dig up the article because I saw it last night and did not bookmark it. So if you would maybe have just told me yes after whatever number two analyst is,
all right, let's
I
hear
would have
number
had time
two.
To find it.
This is Marcellus Wiley on Jameis Winston to the Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh, one, the backup has been getting exposure more so with the injury to Ben Roethlisberger. Two, the situation in terms of having a strong defense that's going to keep you in these games is going to be a great situation. Pittsburgh just seems like a more solid opportunity and maybe an opportunity, a glimpse of hope to get an old Roethlisberger out of there sooner than later.
All right, so the shot at Ben at the end really doesn't help, I don't think, by Marcellus. But he is Ivy League educated. He did go to Columbia. And I feel if we have to put that on every thing that Ryan Fitzpatrick does, that he went to Harvard, then I think we need to do the same thing about Marcellus Wiley in Columbia, because Columbia is also a very good school, Chris. So I think that has a
little
bit more
weight. Better school than either of us went to.
Although I got into Columbia, but we're not going to keep score here.
Anyways, you got into a lot of schools because you're a smart guy.
Anyways,
I only applied to two and got rejected by one.
What do you think? Marcellus Wiley, good point, bad point. Does he help us?
I love that he took a shot at Ben just because it makes you put his endorsement out there through gritted teeth, but it's not a bad point, no. I got one for you. Here we go. Have you ever heard of a man named Nick Shook?
No.
Well, he's one of these guys. He's balding. He looks like he's got the bald head. He's got the beard. Relax! I'm on NFL.com. I don't know what's wrong with you. You think that because I'm not in the studio that I'm going to somehow torpedo the show with some sort of ham-handed facts here. I'm not. So it's the Around the NFL writer. I'll put the link out there for people. NFL free agency. Fits for Cam Newton, Jadeveon Clowney, and more. So his first one is Cam Newton. He says the Patriots. Goes through it. Clowney he actually has going to the Jets, which is interesting to me. And then he says Jameis Winston, quarterback. Team fit? Pittsburgh Steelers. What does he have to say? Does Nick Shook, who I don't think went to Columbia
any
or got in there but
JB?
Chose to go to Syracuse? No, 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 no. S-H-O-O-K, like actual Shook. My culture clash fever dream places Winston in New England, and the Chargers sure seem like a team that could use an option other than Tyrod Taylor, even if they're publicly putting their confidence behind him. Neither feels all that likely, though, so we need to explore legitimate backup options. And with the Steelers needing a long-term answer beyond Ben Roethlisberger, this feels like a sneaky good situation for both sides. The problem, Pittsburgh has just $10 million in cap space right now per over the cap, so some financial gymnastics might be necessary. But if Mike Tomlin can get Winston to cut down on his risks and turnovers and learn something from Big Ben. Not the most eager mentor, but whatever. This has legitimate upside. Now, I feel like Andrew's probably been rendered speechless by the quality of Nick Shook's argument there. That's my opinion. Craig, what do you think?
I'm on board with anybody that is supporting this movement. And I'm a Mason Rudolph guy. I kind of like him.
I don't think you can be, though, a Mason Rudolph guy at this point in time and want Jameis Winston to be here. So I think you're trying to split the baby. Because I think if you actually believe genuinely in your heart of hearts that Mason Rudolph is the answer as the backup this year and still the very potential answer long term moving forward as the franchise quarterback, you cannot possibly want to stunt his development by bringing in Winston, who's an automatic, like, major distraction. I'll say major ego only because he's got a number one pick. He's the number one overall pick. Arians hasn't exactly been kind talking about him lately, suggesting he's not much of a natural leader. It's weird. A lot of the things you hear about Ben from people that don't seem to like Ben, you hear about Jameis Winston. So if you had a belief or still have a belief that Mason Rudolph can be the man, you don't want that guy anywhere near your team.
But I'm in win now mode with the way Ben is, and Jameis is more of a win now possibility if I'm the Steelers, whereas Mason, I think, still needs work if he's going to get to the point where he can be a quarterback for this team. So I let him sit, and I let Jameis be the guy that if things go south for Ben, I got a guy that I think has the talent to still carry the team to a potential Super Bowl.
Craig, do you think Pony is assuming I'm going to throw the show because I'm at home?
Yes. The dog's
starting off, I think.
You think
he's got, like, genuine worry?
Yes.
Really? See, I thought he won yesterday in the prep to yesterday's show. He said maybe we'll have a Lennox cameo in the 6 o'clock hour. Now, I understand that's Zeiss territory, so we don't mind kind of playing in the sandbox there. But I thought if he was willing to try to court a Lennox cameo on the air, he wouldn't mind if the dogs were here.
I think he had big plans to get to his Jameis Winston talk and didn't want the dogs to interfere with that.
Fair enough. By the way, Lance has been laying 2 feet to my left, completely silent and asleep for the last half hour. So
wait till the dogs.
I've had the dogs
snoring
in the room. Oh no, he doesn't snore. He's too little to do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.